It's 8:55, 37 degrees right now at our WILL studios. Looks like China's still having some downward pressure on the markets here this morning as we bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And really, it's all about the larger picture of economics and things looking poor in China. Overnight, we saw the second day this week that the circuit breaker tripped in on the Chinese stock market after a 7% drop in the value of their equities, and that really spilled into everything else, all the other instruments except for the metals, of course, which got a little bit of support. But this morning, the grain market's really lower. The thing that I would say is both soybean products look reasonably well this morning, with the meal down anywhere $1.70 to $2.20, and the bean oil down only 12 points at the maximum. So the bean market's holding together rather well. January has a huge inverse to March beans, and that has continued to come about because there have been no deliveries against the January contract. The March beans right now are trading down 4 cents at 861, and the November's at 875 and 3/4 are down 3. On the corn market, there's not a lot of new news, but the crude oil, again, is lower, and that has forced a little bit of new fund selling. We did take out $3.50 on this nearby March corn. Trading right now at 350, down 3 1/4. Deces down 2 3/4 at 375 1/2. So the grain markets are on the defensive this morning, but I'm looking at the products as being a supportive factor there for the beans later on. The cattle market and the feeder cattle both are taking a hard hit. They slid under yesterday's lows, with the live cattle down $1.15 in the nearby Febs. Beckman's down as much as 135. The feeder cattle down 175 to 235. Again, took out yesterday's lows. Didn't find a lot of new selling there, however. The hog market's a little bit stronger, up 42 cents in the nearby February, while some of the back months are still down 60 to 65 cents. An awful lot of talk about cash cattle. Packers going to have to pay up to get cash cattle this week. Feedlots are pricing in the 162 area, but again, 152 area, 42 area, wow, $7 above the board. The thing that I think we need to be watching today is that the crude oil is traded down as much as a dollar. It's down about 57 cents this morning. The dollar index, and typically the dollar moves not in tandem with crude, but opposite to crude, but the dollar is down about 35 cents this morning after having made new highs for the last month so far this week. It will be interesting to see as the more and more estimates come out for the January 12th crop reports, final crop reports, grain stocks report, and the wheat seedings report, whether we will get additional short covering from funds, because they certainly have come in and done some selling today. Tomorrow is the beginning of the index fund repositioning for the month, however. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Have a happy day.
All right, Ellen. Thanks. You too. Have a great Thursday. It's 8:59, 37 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Mostly cloudy skies in your forecast today. High of 43 degrees. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain tonight. Temperatures nearly steady in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Rain likely in the morning. A chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.